Hey folks, Preet here. This is a recording of my weekly note, The Trump Curve. As always, please send your thoughts and questions to letters@cafe.com. Dear listener, all eyes are on Attorney General Merrick Garland as he and acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia will soon almost certainly be in receipt of a criminal referral from the full House of Representatives, asking that former Trump associate Steve Bannon be prosecuted for contempt of Congress for defying the 1-6 committee's subpoena. From where I sit, as you've heard me discuss with Joyce, if ever there was a case where such a charge was appropriate, this is the one. The invocation of executive privilege is empty. The suggestion of absolute immunity is outrageous. I have given my opinion as a private citizen that prosecution of Steve Bannon is right and righteous. Over the weekend, the least private citizen in the country gave his opinion on the matter. This created a minor ruckus. President Joe Biden, amid the focus on Steve Bannon, was asked by CNN's Caitlin Collins about witnesses who defy subpoenas from the committee. Biden replied, quote, "I hope that the committee goes after them and holds them accountable," end quote. Then Collins asked whether Biden thought such people should be prosecuted by DOJ. He said without hesitation, "I do, yes." In different circumstances, in a different time, and in a different country, one could argue, I suppose, that such a remark was a harmless and somewhat general comment about accountability. But in present circumstances, at this time, and in this country, it was a mistake, and he shouldn't have said it because, one, it could give the appearance of a direction to the independent Department of Justice to prosecute Bannon specifically, and two, it goes against his own prior rhetoric about prosecutorial independence. I said as much on CNN when asked about it. I said, among other things, quote, "Joe Biden should not have said that, but I think he probably thinks better of it," end quote. I also tried to put the error in some context, emphasizing that Biden's statements heretofore have been right on the money. Quote, "I think Biden's heart is in the right place. His mind is in the right place. His tongue, on one occasion, today, was not," end quote. But I was struck by the palpable anger of some Biden supporters at the temerity of someone issuing even mild criticism of the president. This is a theme I've addressed before, most recently regarding the withdrawal from Afghanistan. After my commentary on CNN, one person tweeted this, quote, "Did you hear Preet Bharara giving Biden hell for saying he hoped Bannon was charged with contempt of Congress? Preet thought the statement was inappropriate coming from POTUS. No! Exclamation mark. We need more tough talk from Dems, exclamation mark," end quote. Another person expressed disdain more colorfully, quote, "Yeah, I don't think so, Preet. Did Trump ever get in trouble or regret any abhorrent tweet or comment? No. I hardly think Biden's remark that Bannon should be prosecuted lends itself to your comment. Give me a break. Not getting enough attention, Preet? Time to stir up the pot? Give it a rest. At least wait until democracy has a chance to heal itself and get on solid footing, then go make your attention-getting headlines. Bharara says Biden will regret statement about January 6th committee subpoenas," end quote. Our friend Barb McQuaid issued her own fairly mild rebuke of Biden on Twitter, quote, "Biden promised an independent DOJ. He needs to stay in his lane and let them do their job," end quote. Many of the replies were critical, not of Biden, but of Barb. A typical response, quote, "Love you, Barb, but this isn't helpful. He's not out of his lane. He's right," end quote. Many said he was just answering a question. The reaction and blowback in some quarters is odd, given what followed. First, after Biden's comment, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki herself appeared to walk back Biden's remarks. You don't do that if you think you're in the right. Though she didn't outright state that her boss regretted the comment, she reiterated at the press podium and on Twitter the principle that specific prosecutorial decisions are the domain of the Justice Department. She said that Biden, quote, "believes it's an independent decision that should be made by the Department of Justice," end quote. She also said this, quote, "Biden continues to believe that the Department of Justice has the purview and the independence to make decisions about prosecutions," end quote. In the world of Washington, this is the effective equivalent of a retraction. Second, the Justice Department itself basically rebuked the president, and it did so in unusually strong language. The department spokesperson, undoubtedly at the direction and approval of the Attorney General, stated, quote, "The Department of Justice will make its own independent decisions in all prosecutions based solely on the facts and the law, period, full stop," end quote. They wouldn't have made the point so sternly if they thought Biden was just harmlessly answering a reporter's question. It was a good statement and a necessary one, period, full stop. It is an odd thing to stridently defend something that the White House itself won't really defend and that clearly rankled DOJ. I understand the urge and impulse to defend your guy, especially after the last guy. But I don't want to spend the rest of my life grading every president on a massive curve created by someone who shattered every norm in the book. That weakens democracy. It doesn't strengthen it. I think a lot of what's going on here are the effects of the beatdown we all took from Trump. Joe Biden isn't perfect, but he's 1,000 times better than Trump, especially when it comes to the rule of law and other norms. So I suppose against that backdrop, sincere and occasional criticism of Biden sounds to some like false equivalency. One surely has to be careful of that. Biden's one passing error is nothing like the weaponizing of DOJ by Trump. And mindful of the implication of false equivalency, I was clear on CNN, quote, "Let's be clear and distinguish this from the kinds of things that happened under the prior administration, where Donald Trump repeatedly said publicly things that he wanted the Justice Department to do. And not only that, as we're learning more and more, called people in the Justice Department to get them to do things up to and including overturning an election result in his favor," end quote. Trump was improper with Jim Comey, improper with Jeff Sessions, improper with Bill Barr, with Jeff Rosen, and others. He conspired with DOJ official Jeffrey Clark to undo the election in Georgia. He forced the U.S. attorney in Georgia to resign for not doing his bidding. I believe he tried to cultivate an improper relationship with me back in 2017. So no, there is no comparison between Biden and Trump on this score, and we should always be crystal clear about that. But that should not mean Biden gets a pass no matter what he says and does. I support Joe Biden with every ounce of my being. I think his election saved America from the abyss. I will fight for him and his agenda, but I will also always fight for the independence of our Justice Department, even from mild infringements. Period. Full stop. My best, Preet.